Before the flood, a world shrouded in divine mysteries and unparalleled grace. In the vast expanse of biblical history, few periods capture the imagination as vividly as the world before the flood. This was a time when the earth thrummed with divine energy, when humanity walked closely with God, and when the foundations of our very existence were laid in ways that still echo through the ages. The book of Genesis, the first chapter of the Bible, offers us a glimpse into this ancient world, a world that was both magnificent and tragically flawed, ultimately leading to the great deluge that would reshape humanity forever. Chapter 1, a divine creation and intimate connection. The world before the flood was a place of extraordinary beauty and harmony, a testament to God's unparalleled creativity and love. God, in his infinite wisdom, crafted a perfect environment for his most beloved creation, humankind. Adam and Eve, the first man and woman, were placed in the Garden of Eden, a paradise where they lived in perfect communion with their Creator. They experienced a direct and profound relationship with God, walking with him in the cool of the day, as described in Genesis 3:8. This intimate connection with the divine was a cornerstone of pre-flood life, setting the stage for humanity's intended purpose, to worship and glorify God. 2. The fall and the spread of sin. However, this idyllic existence was not to last. Satan, a fallen angel who once basked in the glory of heaven, sought to undermine God's creation. Disguised as a serpent, he tempted Eve to eat the forbidden fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, leading to the first act of disobedience against God. This original sin introduced a fracture into the perfect harmony of Eden, resulting in Adam and Eve's expulsion from the garden. The consequences of their disobedience were profound. Sin began to spread like a dark stain through their descendants. Cain, the firstborn son of Adam and Eve, succumbed to jealousy and rage, murdering his brother Abel in cold blood. This act of violence set a precedent for the generations to come, illustrating the deepening corruption of humanity. As Genesis 4:7 warns, "Sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you, but you must rule over it." 3. Extraordinary longevity and divine proximity. Despite the encroaching darkness, the pre-flood world was marked by extraordinary longevity. The early patriarchs, such as Adam, who lived 930 years, and Methuselah, who lived 969 years, experienced lifespans that seem unimaginable today. This extended lifespan allowed for a deepening of wisdom and a prolonged opportunity to seek God. Genesis 5:27 records the remarkable age of Methuselah, a symbol of the endurance and continuity of humanity, despite its growing waywardness. These ancient people lived in close proximity to the divine. Enoch, the great-grandfather of Noah, walked with God, then he was no more, because God took him away. Genesis 5:24. This brief but powerful statement highlights the unique relationship some individuals had with the Creator. Enoch's life serves as a beacon of hope and a reminder that even in a world marred by sin, intimate fellowship with God was possible. 4. Angels, fallen and faithful. Before the flood, the spiritual realm played an active and visible role in the affairs of the world. Angels, both fallen and faithful, influenced the course of human history. The book of Job provides a glimpse into the heavenly council, where the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy. Job 38:7, during the creation of the world. This celestial celebration underscores the joy and harmony that initially characterized God's creation. However, not all angels remain faithful. Jude 1:6 tells us, "And the angels who did not keep their positions of authority, but abandoned their proper dwelling, these he has kept in darkness, bound with everlasting chains for judgment on the great day." These fallen angels, led by Satan, sought to corrupt and disrupt God's plan. Their rebellion and subsequent expulsion from heaven marked a turning point, introducing chaos and evil into the world. 5. The Nephilim and the corruption of humanity. One of the most enigmatic and troubling aspects of the pre-flood world is the presence of the Nephilim. These beings, described in Genesis 6:4 as the offspring of the sons of God and the daughters of men, were giants who roamed the earth, causing widespread violence and chaos. The Nephilim symbolize the deepening corruption of humanity as divine beings intermingled with mortals, further distorting God's perfect creation. The presence of the Nephilim and the increasing wickedness of humanity grieved God deeply. Genesis 6:5-6 poignantly captures this divine sorrow. The Lord saw how great the wickedness of the human race had become on the earth, and that every inclination of the thoughts of the human heart was only evil all the time. The Lord regretted that he had made human beings on the earth, and his heart was deeply troubled. This profound grief led to God's decision to cleanse the earth through the flood, preserving only the righteous Noah and his family. 6. Noah, a beacon of righteousness. Amidst the pervasive wickedness, one man stood out as a beacon of righteousness, Noah. Genesis 6:9 describes Noah as a righteous man, blameless among the people of his time, and he walked faithfully with God. Noah's unwavering faith and obedience set him apart in a world spiraling into moral decay. Heeding God's command, Noah embarked on the monumental task of building the ark, a vessel that would preserve life through the coming deluge. Noah's faithfulness is a testament to the power of prayer and the importance of maintaining a close relationship with God. His life serves as an inspiration for Christians, reminding us that even in the darkest times, we are called to walk faithfully with our Creator, trusting in His divine plan. 7. The Flood, Divine Judgment and Redemption. The flood stands as one of the most dramatic acts of divine judgment in the Bible. God, in His righteous anger, decided to cleanse the earth of its rampant wickedness. Genesis 7:11-12 vividly describes the unleashing of the deluge. On that day, all the springs of the great deep burst forth, and the floodgates of the heavens were opened, and rain fell on the earth 40 days and 40 nights. The floodwaters enveloped the earth, erasing the corruption and making way for a new beginning. Yet amidst this cataclysmic event, God's mercy shone brightly. Noah, his family, and representatives of all living creatures were preserved in the ark. This act of salvation foreshadows the ultimate redemption brought through Jesus Christ. Just as Noah's ark provided a refuge from the flood, Jesus offers us salvation from the flood of sin and death. John 3:16 encapsulates this divine promise. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. 38. The covenant and the promise. After the floodwaters receded, God established a covenant with Noah and his descendants, symbolized by the rainbow. Genesis 9:12-13 records God's words. And God said, "This is the sign of the covenant I am making between me and you and every living creature with you, a covenant for all generations to come. I have set my rainbow in the clouds, and it will be the sign of the covenant between me and the earth." This covenant not only promised that God would never again destroy the earth with a flood, but also reaffirmed his enduring love and commitment to his creation. The rainbow, a symbol of hope and renewal, reminds us of God's faithfulness and mercy. It serves as a powerful reminder that, despite humanity's flaws and failures, God's love remains steadfast. This covenant also points forward to the new covenant established through Jesus Christ, who offers us eternal life and reconciliation with God. 9. Lessons for modern believers. The story of the world before the flood holds profound lessons for modern believers. It reminds us of the consequences of sin and the importance of living in obedience to God's commands. Just as the pre-flood world was marked by corruption and violence, our contemporary society faces its own moral and spiritual challenges. However, we are called to stand firm in our faith, following the example of Noah, who walked faithfully with God despite the darkness around him. Prayer, a vital aspect of Christian life, connects us to the divine and strengthens our relationship with God. Just as Noah's prayers and obedience were instrumental in his salvation, our prayers can bring us closer to God, guiding us through the trials and tribulations of life. As we seek to live according to God's will, we are reminded of the words of Jesus in Matthew 7:7-8. "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened." Said Mary, the mother of Jesus. In the grand narrative of salvation, the role of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the mother of Jesus, cannot be overlooked. Mary, full of grace, exemplifies perfect obedience and faithfulness to God's will. Her acceptance of the divine plan, as recorded in Luke 1:38, "I am the Lord's servant, may your word to me be fulfilled," serves as a model for all Christians. Mary's life, marked by her unwavering devotion and profound humility, highlights the importance of living in accordance with God's purpose. Mary's role in the incarnation of Jesus, the Savior of the world, underscores the fulfillment of God's promise of redemption. Through her, the Word became flesh, bridging the gap between humanity and the divine. As we reflect on the pre-flood world and the subsequent redemption, Mary's example inspires us to embrace God's will with trust and devotion. 11. The legacy of faith. The legacy of faith passed down from Adam to Noah, and ultimately to Jesus Christ, forms the foundation of Christian belief. This lineage, marked by both triumphs and failures, illustrates the enduring power of God's grace and mercy. The pre-flood world, despite its corruption, set the stage for the unfolding of God's redemptive plan, culminating in the birth, life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. As Christians, we are called to carry forward this legacy of faith, living as beacons of light in a world often shrouded in darkness. Our mission, inspired by the lives of the patriarchs and the example of Jesus, is to share the gospel, spread God's love, and build His kingdom on earth. In doing so, we honor the divine plan and contribute to the ongoing story of redemption. 12. Conclusion: A call to faith and obedience. The world before the flood, with its extraordinary connection to the divine, its profound corruption, and its ultimate redemption, offers us a powerful narrative of faith, judgment, and grace. It reminds us of the consequences of sin and the importance of walking faithfully with God. Through the story of Noah, we see the transformative power of obedience and the enduring promise of God's covenant. As we navigate the complexities of modern life, let us draw inspiration from the pre-flood world and the lives of those who remain steadfast in their faith. Let us commit to living in accordance with God's will, embracing prayer, and seeking a deep, intimate relationship with our Creator. In doing so, we honor the legacy of faith and contribute to the unfolding story of God's redemptive plan for humanity. May we always remember the words of Jesus in John 14:6, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Let us walk this path with courage, conviction, and unwavering faith, knowing that God's love and mercy are with us always.